This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about finals. I feel like it is the end of the semester. It is quickly approaching, and we need to talk about how to prepare for finals like a boss. So, the first thing that you really need to do is to have a plan written down. So research shows that you're more likely to follow through on any kind of plan if you have it written down. So the first thing I need you to do is get out a piece of paper and let's do the thing right now. If you are driving or doing something where you do not have access to paper and pen, don't worry. You can listen to this and then re-download it again and use it whenever you do have time to actually sit down and write out some of these things. Some of you might also just remember what we're talking about in here, so you might not even need that. Regardless, it's important to have a strategy in place to really help you be successful in finals. This strategy I've been using with a lot of my students, and of course, this semester, I don't really know if it's worked yet because they haven't taken finals yet, but they're feeling a lot more confident going into finals because they have gone through this process. And so I'm going to describe that process to you, and I think it's going to help you feel more confident and be more prepared in general just to go into finals. So the first thing that I want you to do is actually map out when, where, and what time your finals are. So look at the dates for each of them, the time, and the location. I think you can do this in two formats. You can actually just list them, or it might be helpful to actually put it in an actual calendar. So that way you kind of know when your finals are maybe on the same day, and it can kind of help you think through a study strategy when you have them all laid out on a calendar. But figure out what works best for you. Try it in a couple different ways. The next thing I want you to do is actually write down your current grade for each class that you are in. Where are you at and where do you want to be? That is the first thing that you need to think about. What score do you actually want to get on the final in order to get the overall grade that you actually want for that class? This can take some calculations, but I really think it's worth thinking through where you're at in that class. Let's say you're in a C, but you really want a B minus or a B plus. If the final is worth quite a bit, you could actually improve your overall grade because of the final. So again, think through where you're at and where you want to be for each class. The next thing that you really have to think about is what material is going to be covered for each final. So some of your finals might be just the last part of your class. So maybe in your astronomy class, you only have chapters 11 through 14 to really review and prepare for that last test. Even though it's called a final, it is really the last test. You might have to prepare differently for a cumulative final, which basically means that it is covering any material that you've covered in that class the entire semester. So this could be chapters 1 through 14 instead of just 11 through 14, for example. So how you study is going to depend on if it's cumulative or just, again, that last test. But you really want to know what material is being covered for each final that you're going to be taking. The next thing you want to do is actually map out what you need to study, when you're going to study it, and then where you're going to study. And the more detailed that you can be on this plan, the better that you're going to be. So, for example, what do you need to study? So if you're first off thinking if it's cumulative or if it's just chapters 11 through 14 or something like that, then you're going to have to say, okay, what do I need to study in this? Do I need to study prior test? Because if it's cumulative, maybe they're going to be using some test questions from prior tests. You also might want to consider looking at your homework assignments in the time period that's being covered. A lot of times, your homework is really a test of if you know the material as you go. So then when you get to the final, you get to that next test, you're not actually surprised. So use those homeworks as a way to study. You also would obviously study your lecture notes and things that have been talked about during your classes. You also, if you are reading any kind of journal articles, those could be on the test. You also want to think about what chapters in the book that you have been covering and then reviewing the chapters in the book as well. So that's kind of thinking about what do you need to study for each class. Again, if you can map this out for each class, it's going to help you start thinking about a plan to put in place in order to get all of these things covered and cover all of these things before the actual final. Another thing, again, is to think about when you're going to study. So in my practice, I usually encourage my students to start studying for any test about 7 days beforehand. I realize this isn't realistic and common among most college students, but I think it is something that if you can do this, it can be really helpful for you in preparing for any test. Also, when you are studying over a longer period of time, let's say 7 days, and you're studying like 1 to 2 hours every single day leading up to that test, you're actually more likely to remember the information because you are studying it over time and in multiple different ways. So be thinking about how you can implement that in your current study plan for finals. Again, you also want to think about not just over time, but when you're going to actually study day to day. So if you're working and you're still going to class, how are you going to implement time to study for these tests coming up that are a very large part of your grade typically? You know, are you going to study one night a week? Are you going to study 4 nights for 2 hours a night per class? That's going to be really challenging to do. So you really have to think through how you're going to manage your time during this period and when you're preparing for finals. You also want to think about where you're going to study. A lot of times you are more focused in certain areas, and hopefully you have found that yet. And if you have not, you need to do it as soon as possible. For example, I like to study where there is some activity going, but it's not necessarily directed at me. So coffee shops are amazing for me. I love it. If I'm by myself, I can just go at it and I can be really focused there. As long as there's not like a ton of people, I'm okay with like a little bit of hustle and bustle, but too much is a little bit distracting for me. If I'm studying at home, I have so many distractions. I have a dog, I have a husband, and there's food. I want to watch Netflix. I mean, you can create so many different distractions when I'm at home. I also am super comfy, so I kind of want to chill and relax. And that's challenging when you're trying to study and your mind is trying to be active. So again, I've figured out different places that I can study and write really well, and I know places that don't really work for me. So make sure that you're thinking that through. And you also want to diversify where you're studying. So another thing that you want to think about is implementing some kind of self-testing strategies to really know if you're understanding what you are studying. Many of us study by looking at our notes and just reviewing our notes, but it tricks our brain into thinking that we actually know the information, but we actually don't know the information. So what do I mean by that? If you have notes in front of you, definitely review them. Take a second, review them. Then I want you to put your notes away for a second and just think about, what did I actually read? What do I actually know from what I just looked at in my notes? Can I describe the concept? Can I take that concept and actually apply it to the real world? Do I really understand what my notes are saying instead of just memorizing what I wrote? That is a different way of learning. And again, most of us don't grow up learning that way. So we have to teach ourselves how to learn differently. So an example of this, it's really easy kind of in a math-based class because you have problems that you have to solve and there's a correct answer. So one way that you can implement self-testing for a math-based class is to actually create your own test of sorts, or if there are sample tests or homework assignments, you can actually just do the homework assignment without any notes. So take away all of your notes. Do 5 of your practice problems or 5 homework assignment problems or 5 problems that y'all did in lecture. You do them without any notes and you try to figure out if you actually know how to solve these problems on your own. That will get you in practice for the actual test when it comes, and you'll actually be able to test your knowledge to see if you understand what you are learning in class and what you've been learning all semester. One way that you can do this in the social sciences is you can use different ways. This is a pretty shallow surface level self-testing strategy, but you could use Quizlet, and I can link that in the show notes. But Quizlet is really good because they have different flashcards and you can test your knowledge based on that. But again, this is kind of memorization still, so it is still surface level. You do need to memorize things, but then you also have to be able to apply what you have learned. Based on the information that you've memorized, you really have to understand how it makes sense in the larger context of the class too. So one example for this could be you have to understand how a concept or theory relates to the real world. So really understanding what the elements of that concept or theory is, but then how does that translate into real world? How do you see that showing up in the real world? And that really brings kind of learning to the real world too. So it can be really helpful when you're trying to understand certain things. Another thing that I've seen that's really helpful specifically in the social sciences is to study with friends. A lot of times people who are in social sciences are very people oriented and want to engage in conversation. If you can describe something or a concept, a theory, a definition, if you can kind of describe it to somebody else, you typically understand it. And that is a good way to test yourself. So for example, I can study with a friend and I can ask them, describe this concept. As they're describing it, I'm also trying to see if there's anything that I could add or that is not correct with what they are saying. So then from there, I help them learn, they're helping me learn, and we're kind of co-constructing this knowledge together. And that is a really, really awesome way to really learn the material instead of just, again, memorization. Also, I want you to remember that you should be using all of the resources that you have on campus. The number one thing that I would recommend is going to office hours, especially if you're not really sure about what a concept or theory actually means or why you're even talking about this because it doesn't really make sense in the class. You really want to talk to your professor and go to office hours. A lot of times your professors will hold different sessions in order to help you prepare for the test, or your TA, your teaching assistant, might also be holding these things. Make sure that you're taking advantage of those. There's also a lot of times free tutoring on campus. That's not the case always, but if there are opportunities for you to engage in free tutoring, do it. Do it right now. Well, not right now, maybe, but you know what I'm saying. Another thing that you can do is go to the Writing Center, especially if you have any papers that are due that finals week. Trying to get them done early as well, so that way, since it is a project, that's something that you can really try to prioritize the week or two ahead of time and get that done so you don't have to really worry about it during finals week. But the Writing Center can be a really great resource if you have that on campus. Again, another thing is to study with friends. Like I said before, especially in the social sciences, it can be really helpful to really talk through some of these things. It is likely that one of you will be teaching the other person and vice versa. So you might be really confident in chapters, you know, 7 and 10, but your friend might be better at 6 and 8. So that way y'all can really teach each other on what the concepts are or how you understand the material, and that's going to help you learn better as well. I hope that this helps you really think through, again, about how to prepare for your finals and really crush them. You can do this. And again, the more prepared that you are now, the more likely that you are to actually follow through on your plan. And then you're going to feel more confident when you go into the test as well. And again, as a summary, you're going to map out the dates, times, and locations of each final. Figure out where you're at and where you want to be in each class as far as grades go. What material is going to be covered? What are you going to study? When are you going to study it? And where are you going to study it? And how are you going to use self-testing strategies to really know if you understand what you are learning? Also, don't forget to use your resources. If this was helpful for you, please do not hesitate to reach out at the College Life Coach on Instagram. I love hearing from you and hearing that these are helpful, or if you want to listen and hear something else, please feel free to share that as well. It would mean the world to me if you shared this podcast with a friend who is maybe stressing a little bit about finals. Hopefully this will help them have some sort of plan kind of going in and help you feel also more confident in that plan and in yourself to actually reach your desired goal for each class. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next one.